I'd like to call and order the October 5th, 2016 special meeting of the Marysville Board of Education. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Luke?
Here.
Ms. Savage?
Here.
Ms. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Devine?
Here. First up, I would like a motion to approve our agenda.
And I'd like to make an addendum. I'd like to add some discussion and potential approval of a revision to our facility fee schedule.
So moved.
All right.
Motion by Ms. Powers.
What would you go on the agenda?
After the superintendent's items.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry, technically we usually go before, don't we? I don't really care, but.
No, we'll put it after the superintendent.
Okay, that's for me.
Okay. Okay, so we have a motion.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. Roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Okay. First up, we have our superintendent items, so we need a motion to approve the HR action items.
So moved.
I will second that.
Okay.
Any discussion, questions?
No.
Okay, great. Then how about a roll call?
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Next up, we have the addendum, which is discussing our facility fee structure.
So I'm going to try to make it brief. So a quick history, you know, how we got here was our prior facility schedule. I don't know that there was necessarily anything wrong, but it was just hard to interpret, which made it hard to be consistent. And we had a lot of inconsistencies and questions as far as, you know, what do we build this group? What do we build this group? And so there was really no consistency, and I think also the other part of it was I think we were really given, you know, a great deal. I think there was a little goal to maybe increase some fees a little bit, but we didn't want to make it a major increase on anybody, was at least the idea. So fast forward to, you know, the last couple of weeks, teams have been, you know, setting up their season practices and schedules and things, and we've come to find that unintentionally has really led to some major increases. Some fees are like, you know, doubling or more than doubling, and that wasn't the intention. I think it was just kind of some of the impact of the fees were overlooked and how it would work out. So what I would like to do, and again, if this is too, you know, brought on too quick, we can, you know, talk further at the next meeting, but I wanted to at least bring it up today because there are teams right now that are trying to schedule, and, you know, I'm kind of holding them at bay and, you know, telling them that, you know, I don't expect you'll see that actual big increase because I know wasn't the board's intention either to have that big of an increase. I would like to potentially update the fee schedule to allow a little bit of leeway in how we handle some of those groups. And I guess part of it, you know, in terms of whether you want to do what I've suggested or not is, you know, how far do we lean on the side of the goal of the fee schedule is to, you know, recoup our actual costs, or do we lean to the other side? The goal is to make our facilities available for, you know, for the benefit of our community and students. So it depends on how far, which way you want to lean. I don't know if there's one right answer, and it's probably somewhere in the middle. But my proposal, and another thing that plays into this is there's a policy that we've been working on as a policy group that had that, if that were in place right now, I don't think we would even have to worry about this because the superintendent or designee would have the authority to make adjustments, but that policy hasn't been approved by the board yet. So right now we're kind of, you know, stuck on this this fee schedule. So the first, I guess to me, the easiest thing on page 2, the lighting in the gyms, that really is one of the big changes that I didn't really anticipate and didn't think about. For group 2 there, that was $25 per hour. I'm proposing that we take that out for category 2 groups. You know, some of the groups that fall within category 2 would be like MTBA basketball, the youth wrestling, there's some different volleyball, soccer teams, those kinds of things. So that was one of the big drivers for the big increase. So I'd like to take that down to 0 for those groups. And then on the first page, under group two, I added this little statement: separate arrangements can be established at the discretion of the school district. Now, the reason I put it in there like that is because the difference between Marysville and some other districts, like for instance an Olentangy or a Dublin, they have one large like youth organization that covers all sports. So, you know, for instance, at Olentangy, they have a separate deal outside of this agreement with OYAA, and they pay them one chunk of money that covers, you know, volleyball, basketball, wrestling, all these different sports. We don't have that here. We have a lot of different organizations, so it's just impossible for us to really, you know, put all of those individual organizations into one, you know, one box. They just don't all fit. They're all different. Some are for-profit, some are not-for-profit, some are just Marysville kids, some are a mix. Mm-hmm. So the reason I worded the statement like this, it would give us the leeway to, one, you know, apply differently based on circumstances, whether you're a for-profit or not-for-profit, but at the same time, adjust this so we're not giving such a large increase, because our goal is to not make it a hardship for any of them, because what ultimately happens is that it gets passed to the parents. And right. we don't want to see such a huge mm-hmm. increase to the parents.
Okay. Do you feel like that $25 an hour that was put in there, where did that dollar amount come from?
Well, we did a lot of research looking at other districts, what they're charging, mm-hmm. and you know, there's a couple small districts that are, you know, it's really we don't even have a facility fee schedule, you know what I mean?
Right.
But then
right.
most districts that do, even with this as it was at the time, was a good deal. You know, mm-hmm. it was a very good deal. We're less than majority of districts we looked at.
Right.
If you go to, I won't mention the name, but one particular facility in near Dublin where you can mm-hmm. go rent a basketball court, it's $75 an hour just for one basketball court. You know, and we're talking
right.
here of, depending on where you're at, it might be $12 an hour at the elementary or $25 at the high school. So mm-hmm. it's, you know, it's still a good deal, but that doesn't matter to you if you're a team last year that paid X dollars and now mm-hmm. this year it's this much more. You know, they don't really care that it's a good deal comparatively, and again, it's just going to pass the fees on to the parents.
Well, I know that when we made this adjustment, one of the goals was to eliminate uncertainty and try to create more black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Are you asking to go back and create more uncertainty?
Well, I would say that goal failed miserably.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, the goal was to be able to put it in black and white, but I think partly my fault is that I did not understand the variety and of those different groups and how mm-hmm. it's just really not possible to make it as black and white, because there are such, you know, different ways that they're created and mm-hmm. different circumstances. So yes, this does take us back to a little less black and white, but my intention with doing it this way is, one, giving us this leeway now is timing. It gives us a little bit of time and the authority to make those changes, and the goal at that point is make changes that will be consistent. So mm-hmm. once we set up an MTBA fee or a wrestling fee this time, I want to take the time over the next couple of weeks to get it right, and that will be the fee going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So that there will be some consistency, but it's going to take us some time to get there.
Okay.
So while I think what happened really was, while the charge in a single rental
single
doesn't
event, right.
seem to be that big of a jump,
mm-hmm.
when you encompass a larger amount, when you do that over multiple times,
mm-hmm.
there was a significant that. Increase, and that was never the intent. The intent mm-hmm. was to do what you articulated, to kind of get a structure we can follow or some guidelines to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And the current policy is all we have, which doesn't allow us any authority or flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
So I think really what we're asking for is, now that we've realized this is an issue, is the opportunity to have a little flexibility, because we know that it's just going to get in turn to the parents, and the fees are going to right. increase in that organization to cover the cost, and that's not what we wanted.
Yeah, and what are we? I understand that, mm-hmm. but if I'm coming in and I say, oh, you have some flexibility in what you charge me.
Oh,
right?
Trust me, I understand the mm-hmm. this potential.
Yeah, you know, so when kind of what are you thinking when flexibility will apply and when it might not?
Well, my initial idea, I'm glad Diane brought that up. My initial idea was that we would mostly be talking, you know, one thing I'm pointing out is that we're putting this under Group 2. You know, obviously it doesn't apply to Group 1 because Group 1 is no cost anyway.
Right.
But we're not applying this to Group 3. So we're not putting that out there to where if you're a money-making organization that wants to come here, you know, this doesn't apply to Group 3.
Right.
Group 3 is going to pay what they pay. My original thinking with Group 2 was really where that flexibility we need is those seasonal groups. I don't want to just call it seasonal sports because there's potential that it's something else. But what's on the table right now is a sport that's using it for a whole season.
Right.
And that's where the cost adds up.
No,
right. I had missed that this applied just to
two.
So that helps. That helped because I'm not against the changes you're recommending. I just didn't want us to go from something that didn't work to
something
this,
else that didn't
work.
Right.
To go back to.
Right. Because I'm thinking you could, you know, if you have some parameters about on rentals for more than a certain number of days, discretion, or coming up maybe with some kind of parameter.
Well, I can tell you, I've been working for 2 weeks and running different numbers.
Yeah.
And I haven't successfully come up with something that I could
put
on paper and say that we'll do this. And this is one of those deals where it is a no-win
situation. Right, right, exactly.
And I understand that I can't make everybody happy, but I haven't come up with anything that I felt comfortable putting on paper that, okay, great, we can apply this district-wide and this will work. So that's where I came up with this. You know, this statement instead will at least give me the leeway to work with groups to where if I implement something and, like, one of the things I'll be looking at is historical. So if we look at the wrestling program and last year they paid $3,000, I'll use this statement to make sure, they probably won't pay less than $3,000, but they won't pay a ton more than $3,000. It'll be in that ballpark.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So the only changes are those in yellow?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Going from 25 to 0 in the lighting. All the, like, the classroom fees, or renting gyms and all that kind of stuff, those amounts, are they similar to what they were before? I can't remember. In Section 2? I mean, that's not causing any issues. It's mainly just the lighting.
They haven't caused any issues at this point. And
yeah, okay.
That's the hard part. This has been in place for, a little over a year now, and this is the first major issues we've had. So I don't know that there's other issues. We'll tackle those if so when they come, but this is the only issues we've had so far.
And one other quick question as far as the policy that is out there that's being discussed, if that policy would get approved, would that nullify the need for this?
Well, in essence it could.
Okay.
I mean, as far as a legal need, I still like
having
just
it on
to give
there.
This to the board and get your input, because it's a impactful to the community. So,
right.
I guess it's more of just
the
transparency.
I think the numbers seem fair, really. You're not going, well, it's something else, and we have to cover our costs of stuff.
So I guess the question is, would we like to, today is October 5th, our regular meeting's October 20th, would we like to take 15 days to think about this and ask questions? Do we want to consider making a motion to approve it today?
Is there any reason you need it approved today, Todd?
Well, it doesn't have to be approved today, but we'll probably be breaking our own policy over the next couple of weeks just because these coaches
they need to
are
know.
Trying to
speak.
I see. Okay.
Right.
So it is a time
I say we
matter.
Vote on it today.
I'm comfortable with that. I mean, like I said, my concern is that we're moving the policy in the right direction so that it allows us to make facilities available to the kids, but at the same time fulfill the responsibility that we have to the taxpayers to make sure that it's not taking money away from education, and that we're not overtly subsidizing non-school affiliated
activities, right.
Saying
that. No, I think I understand what you're saying.
I think it's reasonable to think that, that this could increase over time, right? Because our expenses may increase over time.
Yeah. And I think our goal has been just to make sure that it didn't add costs to the district. I know additional wear and tear on the courts and the facilities, you know, it's at some point we're going to have to repair and replace and do those, but these fees certainly help to offset at least some of that cost.
And I can tell you, we've heard from some entities that, you know, they see this large increase and like upset, and well, I'm going to go check elsewhere, and they come back and like, well, okay.
It's not as bad,
as I thought,
right?
But at the same time, some of these, you know, that entity, don't feel as bad about. But it's the other entities that are. For instance, like wrestling and basketball, it's a nonprofit, and they can deal with it, but all it does is just go straight back to the parents, which in turn could potentially make it to where some kids that maybe would have been able to participate then couldn't. So that's where I want to make it more.
And I think that the group three needs to stay higher because ultimately the lower cost should go to the kids and to the parents. And group three, if they're, I mean, that's just like a regular rental. You know, we've got to be able to, it can't cost us to run lights and fix floors and all that stuff, so.
Right. Okay, well, do we have a motion to approve the revised facilities fee schedule? Motion by Mr. Smith.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Powers. Any other questions or comments?
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Blank?
Yes.
Thank you. That'll go a long way to putting this to bed.
So. Okay.
Now you get your schedule.
Yeah.
Now the work begins.
Now you have discretion.
Right. right.
Well, if you choose to exercise it.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Then our next item on here is just a kind of a quick update on where we are with our board protocol and board goals. So, The revised protocol, I think we had, pretty much, let's see, that's up here. There we go. I think at our last work session, we were okay with just about everything. There was something that I had struck that I needed to unstrike. And then the only other thing I did is this right here, this statement right here about the governance team had been right below general governance team.
Uh-huh.
And as I was looking at that, I'm like, I'm not really sure why it was there. So I put it back up here because it really kind of pertains to all of the different areas, in my opinion, at least. And so then I took out all of the other, you know, I made this just a nice clean copy. So that was, sent that out yesterday.
Uh-huh.
This will be on the board agenda to vote on approval on the 20th. So just kind of a heads up to take some time to look at that compared to your prior notes and make sure that I've caught everything. And if anything else jumps up, let me know. But otherwise, I think we're ready to move forward. And I'm really excited. I thought the changes we made in here, they weren't significant changes, but I thought it was a real improvement from what was there before and kind of reflects our governance team, which was part of our conversation. And then the next one, this one out. Oops, did I just close them both out?
Here we go.
So then this went out yesterday later, and this is our second revision of our work plan. So the first revised items are in the red, and then the second revisions are in green. So again, there's a lot of stuff to review in here.
It's kind of a Christmas theme.
I know, yeah. Do you like that? I should have gone blue, but I didn't. So anyways, down at the bottom on the first page, we switched to the governance team and the committees. And under the committees, I just put a real brief line item there. I mean, nothing too, detailed.
Numbers 2 and 3, and some of the others we have the board. But in numbers 2 and 3 on this page, I don't know if the other pages, it doesn't say who oversees.
Well, I, you know, at first I thought, do we want every single item on here to say the board will?
Right.
If we want that, I'll do that. But I, you know, all of a sudden I look and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I want to go through another 21 of those, but or however many they are. But if to be consistent,
I think it's fine without. Does that bother you, Dick?
I just noticed.
Just at the end where it says ensure excellence and instruction for every student, the board will.
And then a colon, or maybe, or something.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
And then it encompasses the whole.
And then on right. number one, take out the board will.
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now, then it's probably going to be similar on just about every page.
It'll be
similar on every page. I mean, this one, I didn't have any of those, the board
right.
will, but on.
Yeah.
Quite a few of the other ones there.
Right.
There is that. So,
yeah,
and on the future pages, we decided we didn't really need to show the committees on any of the other pages.
Uh-huh.
So that's been taken off. Changed PI to permanent improvement.
I would also say on that negotiations one.
Yeah.
You may consider you have MEA and being that we're going to enter negotiations with the bus drivers.
I know.
You might just say. Labor unions.
Oh, participates in negotiations with
bargaining units.
I like that. This is 1A, negotiations. Bargaining units. Okay. I think other than that, it's just a matter of if you guys would look through here and kind of make sure that I've caught what
we
discussed.
Are you going to do that on every page, Sue, where you're going to put where the objective is? Put the board
yeah, the
will,
board will,
and
yes, and get rid of that. Yep. So
I think that'll read a lot nicer, too.
Yeah, and then each one would just say.
Yeah. So it's not going down. The board will continue. The board will seek. The board, you
right.
know?
It'll just say continue with the building liaison program. Seek opportunities to attend extracurricular
right.
events.
Yeah.
Maintain and update the board website. Okay. This one I did, instead of it just saying board president, I said board president or designee. Okay?
So really at this point, we should just look it over for a little usage. We're not going to have any more substantive discussion through email, right?
Right. Yeah, we can't have the discussion through email. So,
right.
I mean, if something would jump up that you really, you know, after you looked at it, you said, "Wow, I think we really need to say this," then we could make an addendum
okay.
at the meeting on the 20th and approve it as revised.
We can just call you and have that.
If you saw something, the key
is just not to have a discussion about
mm-hmm. right. Right.
Right.
I mean, if you see something, please
uh-huh.
give me a call or email me, and then I can update it and send it. You know, I can send out two copies to everybody and say, here's what we originally discussed, and then here was a comment that Brian made, so here's another option, and then we'll have that on the agenda. That sound good?
Yeah.
That's fine with me, yeah. And
okay.
The meeting is where this month?
It's going to be at Edgewood.
Okay.
So get ready. I'm sure they'll do some kind of technological challenge for us there. You never
yes.
know.
Like
you never know what
year.
He's going to do. I will point out I did win the quiz last year, so.
How
in case,
do you even
in case
remember
you
that? You want. Let the record show.
Okay. Is that good?
Yep.
Great. Thank you very much.
What I remember
for
is
fitting this
is
into your schedule.
Utter humiliation.
No, I don't think so. Okay, then we'll just need a motion for adjournment. Motion by Mr. Smith.
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. Roll call.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Ms. Savage.
Yes.
Mr. Luke.
Yes.
Ms. Power.
Yes.
Mr. Bryan.
Yes. All right. And our meeting is adjourned at 5:07.